Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for listening. Welcome to Happy Wife, Happy Life podcast. I believe that's what we're going with.
Good job. You got to remember there's a question mark.
The emphasis on the question.
Emphasis.
This is technically episode 2. This is the one a week. For those of you who missed first week, just to fill you in, this is a podcast that's spinning off from our podcast, the Fan Talk podcast that we have, myself and AU has every week. Oh, myself is Winna and Mrs. Winna.
Yes,
for the Winna week. But yeah, this is a spinoff from the Fan Talk podcast. So we want to do something special, but give y'all some more content. We're going to give y'all something with our wives, the other halves of us that hold it down. And we talk to each day about all the topics that we talk to y'all about once a week. Mm-hmm. So tell y'all a little bit about us, I guess. I mean, we this is about to be 4 years of marriage.
Yes.
Yeah, it's about to be 4 years this year.
I always
year.
Have to think about it. Right? Like, is it?
Or is it about to be five?
No, 2005. You're right.
Yeah, 2015.
4 years.
Yeah, 4 years of marriage. time's going by, but we've been together for what?
See how we have to do this?
7 years?
No, six? Not that long. Six.
Or five.
At the end of the year.
We've been married for 4 years. We've known each other for five. Type.
I boost. Yeah. So, on our wedding anniversary, we'll have known each other for 6 years. Okay. Been married for 4 years.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the year, we'll have dated. It's just easier to be like...
Women get a little bit more tactical with it.
It's just easier to be like, how many Christmases round up, have we round spent down. Together?
That's a difficult one.
I don't think... We've spent, what's it?
Because, you know, 13, you got like the 14, first 15, year 16, 17, where it's like we was together, but it's like we didn't spend Christmas together. So it's like, you
okay,
know what I'm
New
saying?
Year's. New Year's is a better one. Mm. We spent 6 New Year's together.
Oh, yeah. New Year's. Mm-hmm. New Year's. First year, New Year's we had together, we went to your family's house, right? Was that the first year?
You picked me up. But we went
over there for a little bit though, and I had to like, I shook a couple hands maybe.
You like walked to the room.
Shake your father's hand.
You did, yeah.
I had my white jacket on that night. I had my white jacket. I had my maroon pants.
I know we didn't stay that year because he was upset that I wasn't staying, yeah. And he was like, "You're not gonna stay for the New Year's party. Yeah. It's the family party." And I was like, "No, remember when you left me by myself for mom?"
Table has turned.
And he was like, "I don't like this guy," but no, he liked it. I mean, he had some concerns because you don't like blue cheese with your wings. You prefer ranch.
Yeah.
So.
As they should be.
That was strike one for him.
I'm a true, like, a thorough... I know you understand that now after being with me at this time. You understand how I feel about the wing. So you know I'm a thorough, thorough wing eater.
Which is still odd that you don't like blue cheese, but it's fine. I know it's because you have a texture issue.
Yeah, and it smells.
It smells.
Blue cheese
smells
like butt.
Yeah. I like blue cheese. I like blue cheese. It's nice and thick, you know. And
ugh,
I just...
lumpy. I can just picture it. I can picture
but
it.
But I also
like curdled.
I also don't put a lot of sauce on things. So
but
for me, it's
sauce.
Like just enough. I just, you know, get a little.
And I've been
fiending
some wings. Now that you said that, I don't know why
I've
you brought that up.
Been thinking about getting wings from Brother for a while.
Damn, we've got to make that happen.
They had that pizza competition at work where. The guy tried to eat the like extra large pizza in 1 hour, and the entire he failed. The entire time I was just thinking to myself, some wings would be freaking delicious.
Yeah.
With this pizza.
Yeah.
But you have to get the wings from Brothers, unless.
No, there's three options now, for me.
Three.
There's three options now for me. It's always. Brothers is always top of the list.
Wingstop number two.
Wingstop, but Wingstop on
There's
Thunderbird.
Yeah.
Not the Wingstop by Didi's. Shout out Didi's. But the Wingstop on Thunderbird specifically.
In defense of the one on Didi's, we gave you guys two chances.
I can't go because I'll go there again and then I'll have to write Wingstop off. because I just don't like the way the wings taste. Yeah. It's just not how I'm asking for them. Yeah, it's just not right. Wingstop needs to be at least 4 to 5 people in there at all times to know that you're at a good Wingstop, and there's never no one in there.
Who's number 3?
Booty's Wings.
Oh, okay.
I enjoy their wings. I like their sauce. Okay, as long as you have a good buffalo wing, not anything special, a good buffalo wing.
Booty's Wings do not taste like booty.
Not at all.
Okay, well, you know.
Doing.
That's good.
And it's close.
I feel like you brought me back one before. Probably. To try.
Probably.
But
you're not like a, like I'll whip up some food or I like I might get something and you'll... You might say commentary for like 2 days later, and I'm like, dang, I was wondering. I was hoping that you enjoyed that meal that I made last week.
That's right. Because he brings that up because y'all had the chicken cook-off.
Just left me in the dark.
The cook-off. You made the chicken the night before.
Yeah.
I thought the chicken was delicious, but I was also so tired.
Yeah, I was just like. Looking over the top of my glass, like, I know she's going to give me some kind of feedback. It's awful. Got anything from me? Like, what happened with the flavors? And it
was funny. The next day at work, I was like, I wonder if I should have told him that I really like the chicken because he's about to, you know. Yeah, I was like, dang.
Walked around, like, cleaned up something, like, hastily. Like, man, she ain't even going to say nothing about the chicken. I ain't going to give nothing but the feedback on the flavors. You know what I'm saying? I tried to really go in on the flavors.
I know. And I won't say nothing about the certain flavor you use, but, you know
what I mean?
But it was really good. That was a good batch of fried chicken. But now you kind of like a little big headed with the fried chicken.
Not at all. You putting it on me.
Tell them what you did last night.
Number one, I did not know that the chicken thighs were going to cut up into that many strips. I did not expect that.
But you did. You came up with something fabulous. You used the panko breadcrumbs,
which are a little thicker too. Gives you a little texture on the outside, like a nice crunch on the outside.
Give you a good crunch. And then the chicken thighs are already naturally juicy, so.
Yeah.
You came up with something, baby.
I enjoyed it. We got a few in there that we're going to eat tonight.
Oh, yes.
We're late
yes.
eaters. For the we. This is, I'm not going to tell you what day of the week it is, but it's about 10:30. Understand? We fixing to eat dinner. Don't judge us.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Growing up in my household, like as a kid, this is like normal eating hours.
Your mom will tell you otherwise.
She will, but each one of her children will tell her otherwise.
So, AU can confirm.
He can confirm. We ate dinner late.
Dre first can confirm.
Fact.
I ate late, but mainly just because of basketball, so...
Yeah.
I probably would be eating around this time in high school. Back from practice, eating, doing some math homework, pulling my hair out.
So it's normal.
You know, no big deal. But my metabolism also worked a lot faster back then, so.
Time flies, time flies.
Now we actually have to work out.
Things change, that's a fact.
If we want to stay skinny.
If you just want to maintain. I'm going hard to try to maintain. Like, I'm going 5 days a week trying to maintain. What's the deal?
I follow fitness accounts.
No days off?
But I'm literally at the point now where I'm just like, I hate all of them. I don't want to see them. They're working out every single day. I just want them to take like a month off and be a normal person.
You see, I follow knockoff fitness accounts. So I follow like Jim Jones, Chad Ochocinco, things of that nature. And Jim Jones, Chad be in the gym.
I was going to say, Chad would definitely make me feel bad about myself.
Yeah, Chad be in the gym. Chad don't play. Chad be in the gym.
Has Chad ever had a day in his life where he... didn't look like he went to the gym?
I don't know. But he eats McDonald's like no other. Like, he endorses McDonald's.
You know who else used to eat McDonald's all the time? You know who?
Who?
Our first black president. Clinton.
I knew you was going to say. I knew you better throw me a curveball.
He did. Remember, he used to run.
He has something in common with the most recent president.
And then go eat McDonald's.
Good for Clinton.
I mean, you know. He was the first good-looking president of our generation.
Relax. Re, lack.
And then Obama came around.
Now he got that permanent smile on his face. Shout out Bill Clinton. No, I'm not trying to hate on Bill Clinton. I'm going to be stuck with a permanent smile on my face when I get older. But nah, shout out Bill Clinton. But what was he talking about?
Something about McDonald's.
How we get to Mickey D's.
Though. I have no idea. Oh, Ocho Cinco always eats McDonald's.
Yeah. But I've been feeling better because it's cold up in the East Coast, so Jim Jones ain't been in that weight room.
Okay.
So
these accounts are a little more relatable.
Yeah, I follow
people who are like personal trainers and stuff, so they're not relatable
at all. I don't need to see none of that.
Watching them grow booties and have abs is just becoming depressing.
Yeah, I see. I need to see regular buff, like, not no homo, regular buff niggas, like, you know what I'm saying, just trying to maintain. Not trying to be too much.
With a six pack, you want a no pack.
Yeah, you know, a couple little, okay, you got a little shadow. I see you got a little shadow. Okay, word. I got, you know what I'm saying? Nothing crazy.
You're like a dad bod preferred.
Yeah, like advanced, like the deluxe edition. This is dad bod deluxe.
I mean, the dad bod is apparently in now. The ladies love the dad bod.
The dad bod is in, being faithful and being in a relationship is in.
Yeah.
And I was there early.
Yeah, it is in.
Early.
It is in.
Yeah.
People are claiming that there's this faithful man association.
That's what they say. We had to.
You had to kick some people
finally
out.
Finally revoke. Someone had two strikes and hit their third strike. Tristan, sorry, brother.
Yeah.
Sorry, brother.
You are out.
You gotta go.
Is it okay? So, what makes it worse? Is it the fact that he got caught, or is it the fact that who he got caught with?
It's a little bit of both.
As a man, how do you feel about the situation? Him being caught, is that the part that just upsets you? Like, dang, why can't you be smarter? Or
who he got caught with? More so because the fact of who he got caught with, who he was cheating with, that lets me know it's like, okay, you have something to lose, I have something to lose. That was his strategic thinking behind that.
So the fact
that he got caught with her was completely, you're an idiot.
Do you want to know why that thinking wasn't good enough, though? The whole, you have something to lose, I have something to lose.
Yeah,
she was younger than him.
Yeah, but
she may be 21.
She understand hierarchy, though. She got to.
But she talks. Talk, jab, talk. She's gonna be excited, so you know.
Yeah, but again, there's plenty of holes in the brother that we had to kick out of the association for not following by the bylaws.
I mean, the bare minimum would be faithful.
That is the bare minimum.
The requirement
in the title.
The requirement.
Yeah.
Be faithful, or at least don't get caught.
Be faithful.
Good job, babe. See, that was a test. And you passed.
Of course, flying colors.
And you passed.
Flying colors, that's how it goes.
So how many chances is too many chances, babe? She gave that man two chances, right? This was the second chance.
They love each other. They got a child.
They have a child. That is very true.
She left Lamar for him. Her and Lamar were trying to have a child.
Well, she didn't leave Lamar for him. She kind of dated.
Lamar wanted her.
Lamar wanted
her back. We know that. So she left Lamar for him.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the meme of Snoop Dogg at the door.
Yeah. Lamar back in shape. Ready for the big three.
I mean, that's all fine and dandy, but is he drug free?
If he can get up, if he can run a little bit, I'll be fine with that. As long as he's in shape, but if he's doing drugs and in shape, I think you got that balance. But I say he has two. There's two big whammies there. You're married. I mean, not married. You have a child.
Yeah, they have a kid.
And she was previously trying to have a child with the man she left for him. That's in my story. Let me get my story off. That's how I'm picturing in my brain, because last thing I knew, she was making calls for him. I know there's James in there. I understand it, but she had to get that divorce, move on to Tristan. So, two strikes, two major things, two strikes, Once you get them two strikes, you out of there.
Okay, so normal person.
Same thing.
Normal person.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Well, we won't give the whole I left somebody for you scenario, but the kid. They have a child.
They have a child.
But they're not married. Ooh. How many chances does a regular person give a gentleman?
Not married. But that's another factor I didn't add in. I think when you add in the factor of not being married, there's no limit. There's no limit to how many chances you can give that person.
But shouldn't it be if you're married, you should give them more chances? Because you should try to make it work. Mm-mm. You sure about that?
Because this is my thing. If you're not married, like, what are you going to get? What are you mad at them for? Like, what vow did they break to you? Like, what are you, like, how mad can you get? Like, you're just going to go home. He's going to go home. And you're just going to go on living your day. Like, what are you going to, what else is going to happen? I hope you didn't join no accounts. I hope you didn't buy no house together.
Never.
If you did all that,
if you are as not a boyfriend, married, girlfriend,
there's other things that you guys need to figure out.
Strongly suggest don't join no accounts.
Exactly.
Don't put your name on no title.
But, so it's like, he cheated. All right. He's going to his place. I'm going to my place.
But they more than likely live together. Most all people right, that have a kid together live together.
They both got bank. It's nothing.
Well, these are regular people. Regular people living in an apartment with a kid. Yeah. Not married.
There's no limit. As long as you can get over it. As long as you can get over it, there's no limit.
Okay, but if there's no limit, does that mean should just never marry the person then? Because if they can't not cheat on you,
I would recommend. I would highly recommend that if the person that you're in a relationship and dating continues to cheat on you while you're in a relationship, I highly recommend you do not marry that person.
Okay. See, that's what I'm thinking. So, to me,
that's a highly recommendation.
Because I get where you're coming from with the whole, what's the big loss? You're not married. It's a point. It's a very valid point. But I feel like you're not married, you have a kid, the next logical step would be marriage. And assuming you guys are living together and assuming both of you want to be married, right, in the future. Whether it's to each other or not, maybe you haven't disclosed that, but marriage is something you both want. Right. I'm not including one of the people doesn't want marriage at all, whatever. Anywho. Then that's like, you know, the pre-final. Like, if you can't not cheat on me now, then how can I believe you won't cheat on me then? Like,
yeah, I agree.
So I think that would be the incentive to not cheat, because how can somebody commit themselves to you on both ends, man or woman, when you've cheated and we didn't even make the commitment?
But you got to remember that last bit you just said, we didn't even make the commitment. So it's like, there are things that could happen when you don't make the commitment. There's definitely things that could occur that should not occur when you don't make a commitment. Now, again, I agree with you. If you've proved that, hey, this was the final test before to see if we could get to that next step.
Or even like preseason.
Yeah.
You know, in preseason, you're
gonna make the team or not. You're gonna get cut or you're gonna make the team.
Exactly. So you shouldn't practice bad habits.
I agree. And again, I highly recommend if someone's repeatedly cheating on you, do not marry that individual.
It's just not.
It's not best practice.
No. It sounds like it's gonna lead to a world of hurt.
Yeah. I mean, because it's like, How you stop? How you stop now?
I mean, on one hand, I do admire the effort that was made between this famous couple. Especially when things were, to our understanding, things were found out while the person was, a week away from
There's two options that I honestly, I don't want to beat this, but there's two options. Either he wanted out of this situation, or He really is just dumb.
I think he's like Michael from Love After Lockup.
Or storyline thing. So three or options.
Yeah, it could be storyline. Totally could be storyline. So Michael, Love After Lockup, you know, he married the girl while he was in his baby mama while he was in jail. And then, remember, he proposed to another woman while he was also in jail.
Yeah.
So, from what we've seen on the show,
what you're supposed to do?
It's very obvious that he does not want to be with the mother of his child. He does not like this woman. He's doing anything he can to not be around this woman.
This man does not like her. Like, he despises being around her.
So for him,
you can see it.
And you can see when he's doing this whole, I've got to make up an argument with her so I can get away and be gone for 24 hours. It doesn't even bother him that she could be crying.
No.
Him cheating doesn't bother him at all.
Thank goodness I'm out of there.
Thank goodness I'm out of there. So
I'm out of there.
I think that's what was, I'm going to go with that option. I think he's a Michael.
Dang, I feel, but I apologize. You know, we haven't been able to watch that show because now I'm like, damn, I wonder what's happening with my G. I wonder if he got out of that trap.
I heard the next episode.
That terrible trap he was in.
Because remember, the baby mother texted him. Like, she was texting him all. He was gone for 24 hours with the.
For 24 hours, you know what I mean? I'm just kidding.
So he's gone with the quote-unquote fiance in Niagara Falls, the virgin fiance. So she's no longer a virgin. You guys can put the dots together on that. And the baby mother had been texting him all night, and then he looks at the last text message and it says something in regards to the parole officer having come to the house. So he leaves, and I hear the next episode he walks through the house and he's just like, hey y'all, what's up? How's it going? Remember, she had her best friend, the redheaded best friend, and she was telling her that she thinks she's pregnant. I guess him and the baby mother end up arguing, and the best friend just sits there the entire time. And then he says something like, oh, come on babe, I don't want to argue with you like this, let's go outside. And then she takes him back.
You know, the best friend, sometimes as a best friend, you gotta let your friend pursue that hurt.
Yeah, agreed.
Because the best friend's trying, but she's going to lose that
she
battle.
She definitely tried. Because remember, they had the picnic. Or not the picnic. That sounded very romantic. I'm so sorry. They were at a park.
Yep.
with the little girl. She's telling her that they got married. Best friend is just taken aback. When he's gone for at least 6 hours, they go out to lunch or dinner. She tells the friend, you know, he hasn't contacted me. And she's just like, why are you still with him? It's very obvious that when he came back from being gone for a whole day, the best friend was there more than likely as backup. So she could be strong, you know, make her argument and really kick him to the curb this time. And then she ends up taking him back.
So I'll go.
It's hard. I mean, have you ever had a situation where, like, you knew your friend, maybe you weren't, it wasn't your best friend, could just be your homie, could just be your teammate, was getting cheated on, and you just had to bite your tongue?
Nah, I
or
couldn't.
Or did you actually tell him?
I couldn't not tell my mans if he was getting cheated on.
See, I could not.
But a great philosopher once said, I told Meek Mill he couldn't trust Nikki. So instead of beefing with your dog, you just give him some distance. So you got to just back up and let him get that pain. You got to let him get that pain. You can't, sometimes you just can't be.
The great Rose.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the great philosopher, Ricky Rowe. I couldn't have said it no better. Pretty much, you know, sometimes you got to let your friend get that pain. But I honestly think if it was my man's, like if it was like my CJ or like my boy Jimmy or something, I don't know how I would get there, but if I saw something that it was like,
you would say something,
it would have to be like, there's no way she's not cheating. Like, it wouldn't have to, it couldn't be like, oh, I saw her at a movie. And I might mention it, but I'm not going to be like, yo, she cheating on you, bruh. I feel like, oh, you know, I ran into so-and-so at a movie with, I don't know, he didn't look gay, but
They appeared to be together.
They appear like it was family. I don't know.
Because it could be a cousin.
Yeah, they ain't do nothing crazy. But I just sent a song.
Yeah. I was definitely.
Yeah, it would have to be clear. Like, yo, no, they was kissing, bruh.
Yeah.
Definitely. Kissing. I saw them kissing.
I was in a situation where my cousin was dating one of my good friends. My male cousin was dating one of my good female friends, and. I knew my cousin was trash. I told him he was trash.
Don't do that.
I mean, I love him. I'm not saying his name. I love my cousin, but he's, you know, he was not.
He wasn't. He was.
He was not. He's not.
He was transitioning.
He's hopefully at this point in time in the Faithful Men Club.
He was transitioning.
Because this was a long time ago. This was high school.
Yeah, it's transition phase.
And, you know. I feel like I said something. Yeah, I highly suggested not to date him. She did so anyway. And at one point, I remember being at lunch break and her telling me, how dare you not tell me that he was a cheater and he's with so-and-so. And I said, I don't, even if I knew specifics, I would not tell you because that's my family. I don't understand why you thought otherwise. And yeah, it's not like you would listen to me.
That's a different situation. Because you can't cross the family ties.
I can't. And so I gave you a fair warning in the beginning.
I definitely know some fam that definitely has told ladies, don't talk to Reggie. So.
Oh.
Yeah, back in the day. Oh. Back in the day. Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Was it just hate?
Hey.
Oh. They had no reason to say that.
Hard. Hating is hard. And when AU hear this, it wasn't AU who did this, but when AU did this, he gonna know exactly what I'm talking about.
So when the hate happened, was it because you were a true dog at the time, or was it, did they end up dating this chick later on?
No, nothing like that. But it was just, you know, hate. Hate. Sometimes people don't want to see you prosper. And it is what it is, but that's better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and thank you for hating.
Right, because the hate, at the end of the day, you were able to take on a path.
Yeah.
That led
straight
you to
the goal.
That's right. Led you to me. I mean, I see I had to really walk you through that.
No, I knew you was going. I was going to get there myself, but I was like, I'm going to let her take me there.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to let her take my hand.
That was very cute. Thank
but
you,
I
babe.
Appreciate that. But yeah, man, I think that's good. I mean, we right on the ticker. We got 28. I'm hungry. You know what I mean?
It's time for dinner.
Yeah, it's time to eat.
It's time for dinner.
I hope y'all enjoy the winter week. We definitely going to continue doing this. It's look forward to all the weeks that we have forward coming with the back and forth. You'll be able to get a real look into the interaction that we have with our women, the differences of households, not one better or other, just the differences of, you know, our relationships with our women.
Opportunity to relate to more people.
Yeah,
you
so
know, area of opportunity.
I hope y'all enjoy. Tune in with your lady. Have your lady listen as well.
Do you want to do your plugs, babe? I don't have any plugs.
Yeah, and as always, follow me on Twitter, WinnaReg, WinnaReg. I'm going to do a lot of things I'm never going to steal wrong. You know, I'm always going to leave that playbook. It's a little special, little flavor on it for the first week of this podcast with y'all. But yeah, we enjoy y'all for listening. We'll holler at y'all in 2 weeks.
Yeah. See ya.